Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On this very first workday of the brand new year, 2022, we want to look backwards as we move into this very critical year. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead. Holly, this is going to be a very pivotal year. This is obviously a midterm year election, and that will really set the tone for who will ultimately be in charge of the United States House and the Senate and also other races across the country. That's going to be a big issue as we move further into this year. But also, we have the vaccine mandates, the COVID shot mandates that we're dealing with, and those are still on the horizon. They're still coming down the pipe. But we want to look a little backwards to see where we were in order to determine what is ahead. And let's begin with going all the way back to March of 2020. March of 2020 is when these COVID restrictions first began. Remember, that was the time when we heard Fauci and others saying, it's just 2 weeks, that's all we need to flatten the curve. So if you'll just be patient, just give us 2 weeks, and we're going to modify your behavior, and we'll flatten the curve, and we'll all be okay, and we can go back to normal activity. And of course, people didn't know what COVID was about and trusted those people who were giving that information, and people changed their behavior because of fear, but the 2 weeks extended into 2 more weeks, and those 4 weeks extended into an ongoing continual restriction on your freedom.
Yeah, and you know, President Trump, same thing. He was trying to be very smart about it. He closed the borders to China, things like that, to help prevent any other infection. But all along, people like Fauci and us were really deceiving the American people and lying out of one side or the other of his mouth and changing his song every other week, it seemed like.
And because people would not have been able to, they wouldn't have accepted a longer lockdown had they known that was in the works. Well, Liberty Counsel, actually on March 30, a couple of things happened on that day. First of all, that was the day that the first pastor in the United States, and frankly, I believe in the world, was arrested for having a church service on the Sunday before, the last Sunday of March, and this was the last Sunday of March, and then the very next day he was arrested in a dramatic fashion.
Yeah, and I think that really opened our eyes to see what was really going on about this political agenda, because they really targeted the church. I mean, to arrest a pastor for having a service?
In a public display where the sheriff of Hillsborough County did a public press conference with media present, and they had a helicopter fly over his private home, and you know, they made a big media splash that ultimately resulted in the church and the pastor getting death threats. So they could open the church right away because Governor DeSantis on April the 1st declared attendance at church and places of worship to be an essential activity. But they weren't able to open it because of the bomb threats and the other death threats that they had received because of this biased media spin. We represented him. We got pushback. So we very early took the position that these lockdowns were wrong and especially unconstitutional and wrong from a biblical standpoint against the church. We got pushback even from people who otherwise would be our friends, if you will.
It was very evident they were discriminating. I mean, saying you can't go to church, but yet you can go to Home Depot with hordes of other people, or you can go have an abortion. You know, there was a red flag right there.
It was a complete red flag. And so we represented him. We actually lost some donors over that because they felt that the church should be closed and that this was just a violation of Romans 13. You need to obey the government and so forth. At the end of the day, we won twice at the U.S. Supreme Court, 5-4 on December 3, 2020, and then again in early February 2021, 5-4 and then 6-3.
And got the first statewide permanent injunction in California representing our church out there.
So who was acting illegally? It wasn't the churches. It was these governors that violated the Constitution.
Power-hungry governors.
And biblical precedent, because the church doesn't belong to the government. It belongs to Jesus.
Right. The government is there to protect our religious freedom, not to take it away.
So we really sought God on the direction, and despite the opposition, that's the position we took. And at the end of the day, it was shown that this was the correct position as well. But on that same day, we also gave a warning about the tracing and tracking issue. Tracing and tracking people using electronic devices, and then also, that was also on March 30. March 31, we reiterated that. In April, we did it as well, and we included the issue of mandatory vaccines and so-called vaccine passports. We actually pointed to MIT's Technology Review, which was actually promoting this global tracing and tracking.
You know, Dr. Naomi Wolf has been talking about this, and we were able to communicate with her, and she has done tremendous amount of research, and she knew this was coming, and she was right.
And we were literally the first organization in the country that I'm aware of to mm-hmm. actually take these positions early on. This was very, very early in the COVID restrictions that this mandatory vaccine tracing and tracking was coming. And the reason why is because we did global research. And that global idea had been in the works for a long time, unknown to us. But there had been this agenda for a long time to vaccinate everybody on the planet. In order to do that, you have to figure out who's vaccinated. So you have to trace and track them. You have to identify them. But then you've got people that you know are not getting the vaccine. And this is pre-COVID, by the way. So those people who are non-compliant, you have to force them by the force of government. So that was in the works a long time before COVID, and then COVID was used as a point of global reset. Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum, wrote a book called COVID-19, The Great Reset, using COVID to reset the whole global economy and move it more toward a socialist economy where you own nothing and it's all owned by the government and you have a subscription or lease of your clothes, your dishes, all of your objects, your house, your car, it's all leased by subscription. It's kind of like having a subscription to your cable TV. You pay right. the government and they can take it away.
And this is all a part of the agenda by the globalist example, Klaus, Soros, Bill Gates, all those billionaires have the agenda in mind.
And they also have, they don't have a sanctity of human life ethic. And so they also believe in reducing carbon emissions down to zero. And in order to do that, one of the options is to depopulate the planet. So they believe that they're in a position almost like God where they can decide who lives and who dies. Right. And they're doing that to, quote, save the planet from its own destruction from CO2 emissions. And you've got to get rid of those entities, those people. You've got to reduce the population because they're carbon consumers or carbon producers, and then you've got to reduce other carbon. Now, as you move into 2021 and the first vaccines came on the market, Pfizer, then Moderna, then Johnson & Johnson, we pushed back on those because of the short time frame for testing. It just was a sign of danger. You can't rush the testing.
And knowing they're not actually vaccines, they're really shots, injections, experimental shots.
That had never been before used.
Right.
The mRNA technology had never been before used on
right.
humans.
Right. They're not the vaccines like you got as a child.
They're not your dead or weakened virus.
Right.
And so they're completely different. That completely novel kind of injection then skips the typical testing time of 5 years or so. And therefore, you don't have a clue whether it's safe or effective. And based on that alone, that raises red flags. So we pushed back on it. We got pushed back as well, but we felt it was the right thing to do. We ended up looking at additional data, and we found that they're not safe. They're the most deadly and damaging rollout of any shot or vaccine in the history of America. And they're not effective. We know, for example, that, you know, even at Cornell University, just last month, 97% of the people there on campus are vaccinated, and yet they have an outbreak of Omicron
right.
variant.
Well, look at Israel. The majority of that country is
That's
gotten
right.
vaccinated.
And they have the highest COVID rate in their history. Then we got into the mandates at the end of 2021 or beginning in July, and we were the first in the country for many, many months to ultimately oppose that. And finally, others started to come on board to do that as well. That is a serious threat to our freedom. And as we move into 2022 now, those threats have not gone away. We don't know what all the future holds, but we know that those threats are still there. We will still combat those and fight for liberty.
And we know who holds the future.
We know who holds the future. And we also know that people in Virginia, for example, pushed back on the tyranny that they experienced when the government there didn't listen to them. And that can happen, I believe it will, in the United States of America across the board. So don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Stay focused and move forward. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.